So we're just going to get things started, and we just want to thank everyone for attending today's Lunch and Learn at AU Central and online. As a reminder, the session today is being recorded, and it will be posted onto the Research Center website as well as AU Space for anyone wishing to view it at a later date. It's now my pleasure to hand the microphone over to Steve Schaefer, who will introduce today's speakers. Steve?
Thank you, Alice. Welcome, everybody, to Lunch and Learn, November 12, 2008. The topic today is the Canadian Census, all you wanted to know and were afraid to ask. Excellent title. I would like to introduce today's speakers. Eglin McIsaac is Reference Services Librarian, whose interest in data led her to do her library school practicum with the Data Liberation Initiative Unit of Statistics Canada in Ottawa. Peggy Lynn completed her MLIS at the University of British Columbia and has been with Data Library for about 3 years. Doug Terrio is Head of Technical Services and Systems at AU Library. He looks after the library automated system, data reference services, and government documents. He is the library's official representative for the Data Liberation Initiative. Doug completed his MLIS at the University of Western Ontario and has been with AU Library for about 16 years. So I will now turn the presentation over to Peggy Lynn and Doug. I'm not sure if it's that order. Leave it to them to lead us through today's session. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming. So we'll just give you a little brief outline of how we're planning to spend our lunch hour together, a little bit about why we're here and some of the data that we can access and how we can access it. We're here also to promote AU Libraries Data Library Services. So we, and the data library stuff is done mostly by myself and with some assistance from Lynn, and of course our other reference librarians do some data provision as well. We're going to help you learn how to access some Census Canada data, not all of it, but give you an overview, and also some other Statistics Canada data as well. Peggy Lynn. So what kind of data can we access to the library? Well, there's a variety of content and there's a variety of formats. So first of all, and we are going to have Peggy Lynn tell you about the different kinds of formats and sources.
Thanks, Doug. So we have a variety of sources from the content. Here's some examples. Here's a list of the various subjects that are used by Statistics Canada. It's not very extensive, but it at least helps you parse out some of the information that's available through the website. And it gives you a little bit of an understanding as to how they categorize things. There are different levels of census geography. There's a specific hierarchy. And what we're going to do is we're going to go live and I'm going to show you this the actual hierarchy. We're just presenting it to you so you sort of understand, even though it's very complex, there is a specific order. And what we're going to point out to you, we're going to go back to our PowerPoint and actually show you the pieces that matter. So, Canada, this level is the level for Alberta, obviously. Census subdivision is a level that if we want to be looking for things that relate to Athabasca, then this is the level at which you'll need to be looking for data. And census metropolitan area is how you would refer to places such as Edmonton. So these terms are ones that we'll need when we're actually looking through the products that are available on the site and trying to figure out if that's the appropriate product for us to be looking for a channel on Athabasca or Edmonton, for example.
Cool. Before we get on to some, before we get on to some more about the census, we just want to tell you some things that you can actually access through the Statistics Canada website, which is statcan.cc.ca. Variety of things. First of all, they have brief articles. There's brief articles, regular publications. We're going to tell you more about these in detail in a moment. Various one-time reports, there's tabular data, and a little term called public user microdata file, or PUMF, for those of you who like acronyms. The brief articles are things that you will find on the daily, which is Statistics Canada, a daily newsletter. When you come up to the Stats Canada site, that's the first thing you'll see. It's called the daily. And there's succinct summaries of new products that they're putting out, different releases of all kinds of information. There's summaries, and they include simple tables usually. And they're usually written in a fairly common language, easily understood. And then you get to things that the AU Library also has. We have regular publications, and many of them are published weekly. Some are published quarterly, some are published annually, depending on the particular publication and what they're trying to provide. So, along with that, there's also one-time reports. Some of these can be quite lengthy. They can be research topics. They generally deal with a very specific item. The AU Library subscribes to several of the regular publications, and we have some of the one-time reports, but all of them are available on the Census Canada website, and you can get them for free. You can also get what's known as tabular data, and you can see what it looks like. Here's a good little table with various headings and obviously statistics, which is what StatsCan is all about. You can have some options for manipulating the data, which we will show you an example of that later. And then we talked about public user microdata files. So public user microdata files are a file that some of the divisions put out so that people can download them, and they have to be requested through the Data Liberation Initiative contact. But they are sent, you can download these and put them into your statistics code, the statistical management software of your particular choice. The AU has a site license for SPSS, if you're keen to use that, and there's a student version of SPSS. That's why you need statistical software. We'll show you in a minute. Go to the next slide, you'll find there's a statistical software called Beyond 2020. It's kind of a browser. It's kind of the data equivalent to Adobe Acrobat, the Adobe Reader software. If you see this, it's kind of hard to tell on the screen, but obviously it's not just a bunch of random numbers. You can see there's some categories on the left-hand side and various numbers in columns in the middle, and there's some, and then this can be actually, you can understand it and see it, and then using the software you can then manipulate the data and get information that you're looking for. We have a site license for SPSS, and the Beyond 2020 software actually is downloadable from the census site, and actually we have a copy as well, and we can provide it. So, just a little summary quickly here. Why are we here? We tell you about StatsCan data. We told you some information about what kind of data you can access it. Now we're going to get into a little more about how we're covering this, and beginning we'll go on to this.
So I'm just going to talk a little bit about how we can access this. So we have, we're going to start with three different ways. The first one, if you want to browse, you can, I'm going to start with three different ways and then I'm going to show you examples of each one. So if you want to browse, you can start through collections that are available through EU Library. If you have a specific database that you like to use and you know the name of it, then you can actually search by your favorite database. And if there's a particular item you know, then you can actually be looking for one single known item, and we'll show you how to do each of those approaches. What was included on all the slides where appropriate is the details of how to actually read, to work through the steps of the examples we're giving. So I won't be talking about those steps, but they're all provided on the slides so you can actually follow through on your own. Through AU Library, we have a data statistics page which lists a collection, various collections of various databases. And that, if you want to be browsing, that's a great place to start. There are brief descriptions to let you know to help you in choosing which one would be appropriate. If you know the name of the database, such as CANSIM or ESTAT, you can start from our homepage. You can actually click on the link, you can use the down arrow beside the click link to the database. You'll find both of those are listed there. And if you have a specific field that you're looking for, such as the Consumer Price Index, then you can actually do a title search for our online catalog. And you'll get to the item reference, and if the item is available online, you'll actually find the link straight to your record. So, here are some other tips as to how to be looking for material. One is to contact a librarian at the library. One is to search Statistics Canada's own website. So when you first log into the website, there will be a search box on top to search the site. That's a good way to start again if you don't know which product, which section of the site you want to be, you need to find your material. That's a good way to start. And what we're going to show you is a third way, which is to use an internet search engine to search the Steps Canada site. So our example is going to be from Google, and the next few slides just show you how to do this. I'm not sure if people are familiar. You can use Google to search any particular website. The only limitation is if that website does not allow Google to index it, then it won't work as a search. But for Steps Canada, it does work. Right. So, so from the regular Google search screen, on the right-hand side is the advanced search option. When that page loads, you'll see there's a field for entering a site domain. So if we had entered just .ca, we look for sites that are from Canada, .gc.ca, the Google for some of Canada sites. And for us today, we're going to use, we're suggesting that you use this viewer output section. And then you would put your search term in the front on the top. And in this case, say if you're looking for, you knew you were looking for something that referred to consumer price, but you can't remember the consumer price ratios, consumer price matrix, consumer price index. You can't remember the whole title, but you remember part of it. So we're going to be going here. Again, if you actually know the exact title, which is consumer price index, we would never suggest you go to Google. We would suggest you search by title through our catalog to see if you have access to it. When you do the search, what you'll find is you'll find the URL that you included will be in each of the results, the resulting links. So when you do this search once, you'll see on the top, Google will actually put it all into one single search and put in the syntax for you. So if you don't know what the syntax is, you can actually go in here and do it once and you can learn what the syntax is. What was included in this in the PowerPoint is the steps to how to do the same search, but all for the first search stream of Google. This is put in your search phrase, one, and then put one space, and then your site, colon, and then your site. And in this part, there's no space. So that's a way to repeat that search in one step. I'm just going to take us through the various levels of access to data.
One.
Now, we're focusing primarily on the census. So the census people are focusing primarily on the census. And the census has a several hierarchies of access. We have, initially, there's level zero, which means that everyone is available to anyone and everyone, wherever you live, no matter where in the world, you can access this information. So they call it level zero. Why they don't have a level one, I don't know, but they jump to level two. So level two access, we can get to because we are, because we're a depository library, meaning that we have, we're an agreement with the Government of Canada to have documents that they provide, and we get them through the Depository Services Program, so we have them in our library, and they're available to staff, faculty, students, and community users. So it's like level three access is available because the AU Library is a member of the Data Liberation Initiative. The Data Liberation Initiative is a project and program of the Statistics Canada, which basically enables staff, faculty, and students to access Statistics Canada data sets, and very not only data sets, but other types of material, and but only for the purposes of research and study. There's no commercial use allowed whatsoever, and you have to be a member of the community to use it. As well, if you're going to get a data set through myself, there's a very short license agreement that you're expected to sign and be aware of and make sure you use it for those purposes. But as they explain, we explain level zero, freely available to everyone through the StatsCan website. What does level two have? Level two has quite a number of bits of information. Topic-based calculations is one. Now, what they don't include are in the topic-based tabulations and the other information on level two, they don't include what they call the forward sortation areas, and they don't include the dissemination areas. The reason that they don't include those is the fact that if they were to try to include this information, it would make the file unwieldy and not usable on the website. So they want everything that is level two can be used by on the web. However, you have to be coming from an AU computer or something from the AU domain in order to access that. And you'll see some of that later. They also have for the level two, there's various release profile components and cumulative levels. They don't, as I say, and again, they don't have the forward sortation areas and the dissemination areas. Those terms are back on that chart that Peggy Lynn showed you. It's a fairly complex chart, and of course, if you need some help, we can always help with that. And the other thing you can get to in level two access are what they call dissolved census subdivisions. In other words, those ones that they aren't using anymore. Level three has this is where the Data Liberation Initiative part comes in.
So now we have access to the forward location information and the dissemination level. So if everything is on level 2 plus the FSAs and NDAs and all the dissolved census things that aren't available in level 2. Okay, so where are we at? We've already done, well, now we're down to how we can access it, and there's level 3 access through the AU library. We are going to now go on and we're going to aim to talk about census. You want to hear about census. We're on to real live examples of the census. The census, this is only an overview. We could spend probably 2 hours trying to explain and go through all kinds of examples on the types of things. So we're going to highlight a few things. On the Stats Canada homepage, you can get to the census a couple of ways. One is on the menu on the left, or you can click on the nice little symbol they have on there, and you can then get to the census. And when you do that, you get to the census homepage. On the census homepage over on the left, in the top you'll see 2011. They're already getting ready for the 2011 census because they do census, as you may know, every 5 years. So they're already in preparation, planning what they're going to do. But we're going to talk about the 2006 census. You can get to earlier censuses as well, but we'll talk about what they do for what they did for 2006. I say it's solely an overview, but if you look at that list, you'll see that there's quite a variety of tabular data. They have various. They talk about geography. They talk about the census tract. There's also a census of agriculture. That's a whole other topic all in of itself. They have many, many things. So you're encouraged to go look for it. So the release topics tell you what did they actually release, what are they talking about, where, and this is things like population and volume counts and things like that, and when they were released. We're doing this. You're going, well, this is 2008. How can you talk about the 2006 census? Well, they didn't finish releasing everything from the 2006 census until October of this year. So we wanted to make sure that you got to see a variety. And then when you go looking, you find everything rather than going, oh, this has not been released yet. So, all right. Now, you'll see, what we've done now is gone to the various release topics. And here you go, the navigation tools are pretty similar. Here's some details of the different kinds of topics that there are available to you. There's all kinds of things for Aboriginal people, age, and sex. Now, one thing that I need to explain to you here is how many of you in this room filled out maybe a several, many, many page long form. Anybody filling one of those? Okay. What they do, they have two forms they send out. Most everybody gets the short form. And that's the part that everybody has to fill out. They also send out 20% of the people, they send out a very much longer form. So you will see on some of the data, you will see either 100% data or you will see 20% data. The 20% data is information that they've taken from those 20% of the population, extrapolated the information, and assumed that it was then reflective of the total population, and they've given you numbers. So you have to be aware of what data sets you're looking at. We are going to, and then here's some more data products. And on the data products page, we're going to take you into one thing that we particularly like. This is called topic-based tabulations. What they do with topic-based tabulations is they take a number of factors that they've asked people about. They combine them in all sorts of different ways, and then they group them by topic, as it were. So we're going to pick education, and you will see, if you were to go to the list, there's a link. Oh, no. Okay. if you were to go to the complete thing, what you'll see is about 14 different topics all within education. So the whole, or 30, I think there's 30 something within education. It's quite extensive. But you have, what you have to do is you want to look at the bottom where the little bar is, where it says Canada, and it says metropolitan areas and census agglomerations. Now, how many of you remember? Can we find, if we were to look in something that says census metropolitan areas and census agglomerations, are we going to find information about Athabasca? Athabasca County? Anybody know? Yeah, we got to give you the answer.
They guessed it.
Okay, great. Anyway, no, you're right. We don't. You're going to find out about Edmonton and Sherbrooke and Montreal and whatever, but you're not going to find out the basket. So you have to go to the one where you make sure that it says the right information. But you... Yeah, okay. Where is it? So, now this here is an example of the Central Metropolitan Area, what you'd get if you were to click on it. And you can see at the top is Canada, and there's a whole list of various geography things, a drop-down. You can choose whichever one you happen to feel like. And you can change by age and age group, and I think you can change by, and then you can change by sex. Now, you just notice how this is set up. It has the, here in this particular case, they have two. You can change your age groups, and you can change by sex. And the, it says on there, this is where in post-secondary education is the highest level of degree attained. So across the top, they have the numbers of what the highest level of people have attained, and the types of degrees are down the side. You'll see something slightly different. Okay. Now, with topic-based calculations, they always give you export options. And always, usually you can export it for yourself in comma-separated values or a print version, you have options. They're usually the same, but they can be different. You kind of have to go down there and look. You also will see, can we go back to the previous slide very briefly? You'll see at the top is a little yellow triangle. That yellow triangle tells you, go down to the bottom, look at four, and look at this. You will see a data quality note. And there's also all kinds of footnotes, little numbers in them. So you have to read some of this stuff kind of carefully, just so you know you're making sure you really are getting the proper information and you're aware of what the challenges are. Now, we want to find out about Athabasca. What the heck with this stuff? So, below that, in number three, it also will show you that you have a choice of looking at Canada provinces and Canada subdivisions. So, there you are. What happened here? Right. Yeah. Right. Let's go back to where we were. We'll continue.
Right.
Sometimes, that's why we have this all on the page here, because sometimes a little live just doesn't quite work. Okay. But we're mostly here.
We can get this.
Okay, he's going to go to gc.ca. There we are. Click on English and click on the sense of
this is my plan to review of all the stuff.
Yep. There you go. Oh, and the consensus. Data products, topic-based calculations, and there you are, education.
And the number three, we picked number three because it sounded like something people might be interested in. And there you are. Now this time you'll notice that the eight groups are there. You only have a choice of changing by sex. So each version is slightly different. But that's for Canada. Okay, if we're going to do... Okay, so you can see we're going to do a drop down here, and Deacon is going to have to go all the way down to Athabasca. It's a long way down. Because one thing that's nice, you know, is that they always do east to west. So if you're going to, they always start out with Newfoundland, and they always end up in British Columbia. So we found the Athabasca County, and we'll do that. And there's Athabasca. The T stands for town. And there's the, and if you scroll down a little bit, and there you'll see the list. And if you want, we can change it by sex. Refresh the screen. And there you are. You can see, if you scroll down a little more, and I think there's a, I don't know if you can read of that one, but I think the kind of interesting. What's interesting is that there's 10, according to the thing, it says there's 10 postdoctoral people in the town of Athabasca, but unfortunately, all 10 of them happen to be female. So that's we're showing you this because we're going to go back. We're going to show you something similar in different regimes.
So for the people who are connecting from Eliminate, I just want to apologize that it's not going live, but all the steps are actually captured in another screenshot. And at the end, we actually have to itemize the steps for you to follow. So if you want to... So you have access to the information, and we apologize that it's not going live.
Sorry. So that gives you an overview of what a topic-based tabulation looks like. Some of them are more complex. It depends on how they put it together. And what they try to do is figure out what most people are going to be looking for and give you that option. All right. Saw that on the subdivision. Select.
Pardon?
For a little bit. Okay. What did you want to see, Ken?
We're
going to
show you that in a couple moments.
Yep. Very. Come on. So we showed you the town. Now, you can see some of the same information through a little program called Community Profiles. I really like Community Profiles because what Community Profiles says is it takes all the various types of information that they gathered about the census or from the census and they put it in one place for a given community. We're going to show you Athabasca, the county of Athabasca, and show you how you can compare things. So you click on Community Profiles on the little link that was there, then you come up with a screen that looks similar to this, and you type in Athabasca. The place name, pretty easy. And you'll see a list, either the town or the county of Athabasca. So click on the town of Athabasca, and you get a screen that looks something similar to this. And you'll see on the top, it says selective view, but this is all the things. So all the different topics that you want to choose all the different bits of information about that are all in that particular list. The default for community profiles is that it always compares the community with the province that it's in. Now, are we going live here? Or is the town? Maybe we don't want to go too much time.
I'm not going to show live.
Okay, we're going to show this, and you can look at live. You can look at it live yourself, so the people on the limiting. So we'll just stay with our little chart here. But anyway, this is a list of the town. If you were to scroll down on the live thing, you'll see all these different lots of information, and say it compares to Alberta. All right. Now, supposing you wanted to know education, you can click on the little education button, and here's what you'll see. So there's again the same similar concept as what we had seen on the topic-based calculation, the educational attainment. It gives you the total and the various levels of educational attainment that people have had. Now, there's a little symbol on the left that says figure. The figure is only for the particular, it is for the column on the left side. So we think we have a picture of the figure or not? No, we don't have a picture of the figure, but you will see it comes out basically as a bar graph, and you'll see the ending. And there you can change information as to whether it's male and female on the figure. You can't change it here. You can only see the data as it's listed. You can also see a number of things on the right-hand side. One is a map. If you were to click on that map, what you would get is a map of the town of Athabasca. And then there's some other information on the right. You can all of which is clickable. Now supposing you say, okay, well, fine. I don't want to compare it to Alberta. It doesn't do me much good. Let's find out about it. Let's do another region. So if you want to do that, you go on top, click on select another region. And in this case, we're going to find out about the county of Athabasca. So you go look on Alberta, click on A, and you can find Athabasca County. Click on that, and your form gets repopulated. And now you have both the county and the town side by side. Just one little bit of caution under, again, the figure is only for the item on the left. So if you wanted the figure for the county of Athabasca, you would need to put that in the left-hand column. So.
And the choices for the maps, those are available for both columns?
Yes. All right.
Our live demo would have answered your question, but I'm just going to answer your question. your question about men who have doctorates in a region. So according to Stats Canada, I live in the county. I'm from the town. Would this be a good time to talk about Aaron?
Sure.
Dana Aaron?
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about her?
Sure. There's some concern with the census in general, because you may have even heard locally that the census has, there were many people who felt that they didn't get talked to, and in the case of the county, they're convinced that they actually didn't get everybody. And these numbers are very, very important, because these are numbers that are used by government to make determinations on how many people, how much grant funding often is available. So sometimes organizations will take their own, municipalities will take their own census later and then submit it to the municipalities. But there's definitely some data error that is in there, and they do try to explain it to you, and there's more information as well in the census data dictionary, because it tells you more about errors, and you can go and look in some of those.
In small communities, some of the data can be very obvious to us, because if we look at this and we go, well, we know people who are male, who are doctors, who live in town, who lived here in 2006, so why wouldn't it be reflected here? And so what happens with the data that's collected by Statistics Canada is that they try to clean it up so that it's not easily identifiable as to who that one single individual was. So, because you can look at pretty incredible detail, right? And so for us in a small community, if we find one lone male is you know, fit this criteria, this, and we can kind of put it together and say, oh, that is so-and-so, right? So what they do is they try to clean that up. So sometimes we see zeros when there really isn't a zero as a result, but they try to make it such that specific individuals are not identifiable.
Yeah, you will see the public, this is particularly evident in the public user micro data files, not so much with census, but with some of the other surveys that they have. Canadian Community Health Survey comes to mind. They have done a smaller sampling of people, and they're very, very, very concerned about privacy, and they want to make sure. So on the public microdata file, not all the data that they collect is actually available. So there's actually another level of access that they didn't talk about, because we can't get it here. We can, kind of. What they have are regional data centers, and these, the Prairie one, at least the Alberta one, is at the University of Alberta. We call it a bunker, because really what you have to do, the only way you can get in there is if you have prepared a study that you want to do, you have to submit it for peer review, and they have a whole process for doing this. And then you can go to the data center, presuming your project's been approved, and they'll let you look at the data in the regional data center. You can't take it with you. You have to sign your life away almost. And you can do some studies and look at information there. We have a couple of AU researchers who have done that kind of activity, but it's not relating to the census in particular. But it talks about some of the what you will find and what you can find if you are doing studies that require more data than the public data funds.
So here are the steps if you want to go to the example on your own. And our contact, if you're still confused. And we want to know if there are any questions. And immigrant, if you could do some nice stuff, you would okay.
One, great. You guys first went in there. It had something called CYD, historical collection. But when you went back the second time, that little icon disappeared. What is that CYD?
I'm going to go back.
Beyond 2020, are we talking about?
I'll go back to the slides and have a few show us where it is.
Sure.
Just because we can't go live, because then the people on Luminate don't get to watch what we're talking about.
No, we'll talk about it, folks.
So, final one just off.
That's here. I'll go in and touch free and.
What are you talking about, Craig? Going back. Oh, Aaron's right there. CYD, historical collection.
Sorry, where are you? Oh.
Right there.
Over here? And you want to know why it was on this page and not on any of the subsequent pages?
Right.
Because this page is Statistics Canada homepage, and all of the subsequent pages we've looked at are Census Canada homepage. Census Canada page.
Okay. Do you know anything about that?
So you can see all the rest of them are census.
Yeah. Can we go live and look? I'm not sure. Oh, I can talk to you about that. Afterwards, great. Yeah, we can get to the stuff. Sure.
We can try and do it live and see if the link won't mess up.
I just
want to leave.
You sure?
I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we go to the... Okay, there. What's that say? Is it now? Is that the right? And these symbols change on a regular basis, by the way. So there's no guarantees that what's there is what... There's no guarantees here that what you see on a screenshot is necessarily going to show up. Or was it CYD? Which would be Canada Yearbook. Yeah. There you go.
That's not a historical
plan. Yeah. It's available too.
That's just the 2008.
Yeah. Right.
The other
item
is
for the
cold.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert. One of the things I was trying to get the statistics for the human population in the Athabasca River Basin. And one of the problems I was running into is trying to figure out what was inclusive and what was exclusive. For the county of Athabasca, that excludes the town statistics or
yes.
Includes?
Okay. What is included in those is only the people who live in the municipalities. Now, what mean? In other words, in the county, within this geographic area, we have summer villages. Summer villages are not included. Summer villages are their own special areas because they're officially they are not part of the county. They have their own municipal government.
So
and Indian reserves are the same way.
So how can you tell if I go to, say, the Edson area, how can I tell what's included in which of the statistics?
It would only be, well, there will be a county area, and there will be, the town will be separate.
But do I have to go and find out where summer villages are?
Yep.
And then I have to find out where Indian reservations are and all those other ones?
Yes.
So how do I know, say, if Boyle is included in the county or not?
It's not. It's its own. If it has its own government, it has its own.
So Colinton would have its own.
No,
government?
Colinton doesn't have its own government.
So how?
Colinton is a hamlet within the county of Athabasca.
So how can I tell that if I look at Edson area?
I think you'd have to probably go, you might be wise to go to the Alberta Municipal Affairs site and find out what they classify each thing as. There are also census maps that we can get, and the maps, I think, list things as well. Because if you were to look on the community profiles that say under Edson, you'll see the maps, and that'll show you what's included in them.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Oh, no. I've been trying to find the product that you wanted, but I think I finally have it.
We'll tell them later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all for coming, and I hope you learned a little bit about the census and how you might be able to use it for yourself.
Okay.
We're going to have to get some.
Oh, she wants to know how people live.